Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. Let's take a look at the headlines. LCC responds to 22 fire incidences in 2 weeks. Zimba Town Council commences phase 2 of Mapatizia Road Rehabilitation Project. In international headlines, senior Kenyan policeman arrested over blogger's killing. And in sports, Zesco United FC appoints Hona Janza as technical director. With the main news in detail, my name is Mumba Tailash. The Lusaka City Council has urged all residents to prioritize their safety and take necessary precautions to prevent fire incidences while warming their homes as the temperatures drop in the city. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Lusaka City Council LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the heaters should be at least kept 3 feet away from flammable materials and should never be left unattended. Ms. Mwamba says in the last 2 weeks, the fire brigade under the Department of Engineering and Infrastructure Development has attended to 22 fire incidences, which is a concern. She says that Lusaka City Council is committed to ensuring the well-being and safety of all residents through working together to prevent fire accidents and keep the community safe during this cold season.
As the temperatures drop in Lusaka, be cautious with the use of heaters, keeping them at least 3 feet away from flammable materials and never leaving them unattended. Ensure proper ventilation when using fireplaces and keep a fire extinguisher nearby. Avoid overloading electrical sockets and keep cords away from heat sources. In just last 2 weeks, the fire brigade under the Department of Engineering and Infrastructure Development has attended to 22 fire incidents, and the local authorities concerned about the escalating number of fire incidents in the city. The Lusaka City Council is committed to ensuring the well-being and safety of all residents. We need to work together to prevent fire incidents and keep our community safe during this cold season.
Zimba has commenced phase 2 of the Mapatizia Road Rehabilitation Project. The phase, which officially began on June 13, 2025, covers the stretch from Kapaulu to Kabanga. Zimba Town Council Assistant Public Relations Officer Maston Munze says 35 kilometers of the road have been successfully rehabilitated under phase 1, stating that Chundwe Tenno's proposed Axon Sejani Road along the Great North Road, Lusaka to Livingston Road through to Kapaulu, procured under the Constituency Development Fund, CDF. Mr. Monza says phase 1 was initially scheduled to cover 48 kilometers. Only 35 kilometers were completed to allow for the timely launch of phase 2. The adjustment follows strong appeals from the local community, particularly farmers who requested that works extend towards Kabanga to ease the transportation of agriculture produce to the markets. The remaining 13 kilometers of phase 1 will be completed after the conclusion of phase 2, and that the council remains steadfast in its commitment to improving rural road infrastructure in Mapatizia Constituency through the ongoing implementation of the 2025 CDF. Zesco Board Chairperson Vixen Nkube has stated that the entity will explore ways to reduce load shedding through renewable energy. Mr. Nkube, a strong advocate for solar energy, has emphasized that it is most viable solution to quickly eliminate the devastating load shedding. He urged everyone to get involved in this ambitious project to completely address the energy crisis. Meanwhile, CEC Board Chairperson London Mafulirwa expressed satisfaction with the company's progress in terms of capacity and technology, which has led to an upgrade to 33 megawatts, bringing the total to 34 megawatts. He stated that the company is committed to further upgrades and is willing to share its expertise. Mr. Mafulilwa added that the CEC is also working on mechanisms to improve power storage for solar energy.
Solar is the easiest available answer to our current deficit. It's in the sun. You don't need to go and dig holes and clear big lands, bring excavators. This has just solidified my conviction. When I saw my colleague here that has many steps ahead of us, we are only starting to have our first plant come on board in December. But had we started the same pace with this, this country may have gone a long way. We are going to form a joint planning team between the ZESCO management and the CEC management so that we plan the national answer together.
The Department of Immigration has confirmed that the number of foreign nationals apprehended in the ongoing crackdown on illegal gold mining activities in Mfumbwe District, Northwestern Province, has risen to 178 after the addition of 12 individuals, 7 Tanzanians and 5 Zimbabweans. Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Nshinka says all 7 Tanzanian nationals recently apprehended in Mfumbwe entered Zambia as ordinary visitors. However, they were found to be in violation of the country's immigration regulations by engaging in business activities, specifically illegal gold mining, which is strictly prohibited under the terms of their visitor status. Mr. Nshinka says the 5 Zimbabwean nationals, although legally present in Zambia as business visitors, were apprehended for their involvement in the same illegal mining activities. Meanwhile, 9 Mozambicans, 7 Zimbabweans, 5 Congolese, 2 Burundians, 1 Nigerian and 1 Senegalese were apprehended during the ongoing operation.
In a separate incident, immigration officers in Kasumbalesa conducted a routine enforcement operation that led to the apprehension of 15 Congolese nationals, 8 males and 7 females, suspected of illegal entry or stay. After preliminary screening, 5 individuals were released, 4 juveniles on account of age, and 1 female after she produced valid immigration documentation. The other 10 individuals remain in custody pending further investigations and possible prosecution. Meanwhile, in Akonde, a 37-year-old police officer linked to the illegal harboring of 13 undocumented Ethiopian nationals was apprehended at a local lodge on 12th June 2025 following a 5-day manhunt.
Minister of Mines and Minerals Development Permanent Secretary Hapenga Kabeta has emphasized the strategic importance of developing the Nacala Corridor to enhance Zambia's export capabilities and integrate the nation into global markets. Dr. Kabeta highlighted that the Nacala Corridor's development will significantly improve trade efficiency and create new economic opportunities for Zambia, and that Japan's continued support for infrastructure and industrial projects along the vital trade route, stressing that industrialization remains fundamental to advancing Zambia's mining sector and broader economic transformation. The Permanent Secretary expressed Zambia's readiness to welcome more Japanese investments, particularly in secondary industries that add value to the country's mineral resources. Dr. Kabeta further emphasized that Japan's partnership in infrastructure development is crucial as quality transport networks from the backbone of sustainable economic growth. Meanwhile, Director of Country Assistance Planning Division for Africa in the Middle East and Europe, Higashi Kunihiko, reaffirmed Japan's commitment to supporting the Nacala Corridor's development, stating that enhanced transportation infrastructure would stimulate industrial growth, improve mineral and goods transportation efficiency, and contribute to regional economic expansion. We take a break. Do stay tuned for international and sports news.
Listen to One Love Radio main news. At 8 hours.
Those people just to deliver according to what people want. Let them not get the agree voted for them.
13 hours and 18 hours. For news tips, call +211 22 44.